Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Kelly Hampton. After kind of a rather long absence off the airwaves, but I appreciate those of you that are going or that are waiting to call in now, and those of you that'll be listening to the archives later. This is a 30-minute show. If you've not listened in before, so. That's the length of our shows, my show. The guest call-in line, if it so moves you, is 914-338-0224. And the top of the show, I like to make some announcements. The promise on this episode was to talk a little bit anyway in our brief time here together about what the journey is of a soul. And so I plan to do that, and I also plan to take your calls. So that's kind of the outline for today. The other thing is I'd like to just go through or state for us a quick prayer of invocation and protection. There are many. Maybe some of you use them in your lives already. Because this is such a heightened time of many different energies coming onto our planet, Archangel Michael generally advises that multiple forms of spiritual protection are used throughout the day. So I'm just going to do a quick invocation here, calling upon all of the higher selves of those that are gathered presently live and those that will gather later, calling on upon our spirit guides, all the ranking and phylum of angels, all the ascended masters, Mother, Father, God, all the Christed extraterrestrials who are here to fulfill the divine plan on earth, to surround us and protect us and lead us with your loving grace. We ask this in the I Am presence. I am that I am that I am. So, friends, let me get right to some announcements, and then we'll have plenty of time to take your calls and do some sharing about at least part of what, little bit of sharing about what I have learned about what happens to a soul when they transfer over. And I'll probably construct that teaching in the way that I work as a medium. I think many of you may not know me primarily as a medium, but I am. And though I hear the guidance in a very similar fashion that I hear guidance from other guides and all sources. So here are the announcements. First, I'm very excited to be joining a group of wonderful speakers, none of them I've met before, on October 15th to 22nd. I've been invited to be a speaker and give some workshops on cruise. The website is cruiseintospirit.com, and we're going to be cruising from Fort Lauderdale to the Eastern Caribbean. I do believe there's a few cabins still available. You can go to the website and check out yours truly, see what our plans are going to be. There's other people going to be along with me, one of which is Don Jose Ruiz, if you're familiar with him. Also Lisa Williams from Lifetime Network. So one night we're going to be doing a mediumship panel. I think there's a couple other people on there. Maybe many of you have heard of Sean David Morton before. I can't wait to meet new friends. So if it's something that might interest you, you're looking for some spiritual support with the community, you'll have lots of fun. It looks like these trips when the ship ports, there's all kinds of wonderful events that Susan Shumsky has put together. Anyway, that's going to happen pretty soon, October 15th to the 22nd. Again, if you happen to move to go there or share the information with someone and you're able to get a cabin, I am taking a limited number of private appointments in amongst all the other fun things and workshops Susan has planned for us. So I'm looking forward to that. I actually put that out to the universe about 4 years ago when I was in Los Angeles, introducing Star Healing Intergalactic Energy. So, as many of you probably know, we don't always timing is maybe not always granted in our earth time, but anyway, I'm happy to say that's going to come to pass. Okay, the next thing I'd like to say is also announce the launching of a new website that I have. It's going to be a membership site. It's already in place with the first course. It's called Illuminated Light School, www.illuminatedlightschool.com. And I will have many different courses. Some will be free. Some will be paid membership on a variety of different topics, spiritual protection, mediumship. The first one that's ready to go now is my online training for healers or energy healers. So if you know someone that's an energy healer that has experience, it's an advanced healing system Archangel Michael gave me in 2010. I'm continuing to train and certify healers all over the world. And so now when there isn't a live workshop in a community or a region where someone can attend, all the learning is done through this online video class now. So I'm very excited about that. Many people help kind of bring that together after 6 years kind of in the making. So let's see. We could talk about the call format here. If you haven't ever called in before, or maybe you have, try to limit yourself to a question so we can get the content in, the teaching content, and get all the calls in here. I'll try to be a bit more regular about the show. Occasionally, I will have on other healers that I've trained, other practitioners in the other home space, the other ascended system Michael gave me 5 years ago now, ascended spaces. So occasionally we'll have other guests. I welcome them all. We might be talking about healing animals. We might be talking about or the rising of Atlantis, Sirius. We might be talking in those about Dominion, the new astrology and astronomy system Archangel Michael has started to download to me, and in addition to trying to get some guidance for everyone. So if you're on tonight listening, great. If you're on and you have a question in mind, I like your first name. The more specific you might be with questions, the more direct and quick the guidance will be for Michael. He's certainly not the only angel I channel, as many of you may know and some of you don't know. But I am what I call a second wave Palladian. And those of you who are not familiar with Pleiades or Palladian, it's getting to be a household word these days. 6.5 years after Michael presented the Palladian system, star healing intergalactic energy, at the time I thought this would never be, but happily, never question an angel, I guess. But it's an opportunity where we're all kind of growing and opening up. You know, things that are not working for us can be shed very quickly. And so, one more announcement before I forget, and then I'll move on to taking some calls. I almost forgot. I am going to be returning to Mount Shasta again in July of 2017, taking a group of people to Mount Shasta in California. The details will be on my website pretty soon. You can email me if you like at kelly@kelly-hampton.com. Registration is going to be open about the middle of November. And again, it'll be a weekend retreat. There may be multiple weekends depending upon enrollment, but it's going to be about a three-day retreat to beautiful sacred portal Mount Shasta, where I've been twice before doing other alchemy work as commanded by Archangel Michael. So I'm excited that that's come into realization again. It's been a year, year and a half since I was there with the last group. So we will be doing alchemy work. We'll be at times probably with a local guide that I'm talking about with. We'll be working with energy to help heal ourselves, connect to all the interdimensional realms, and heal other illnesses and conditions and so on the planet. So it's a wonderful opportunity. If you've not been there before, you have to, you know, step into your own greater knowing, be supported by a group of people that love what you love, and try to connect to the hollow earth and go through portals and all sorts of wondrous things. So more will be said about that later. So I think I see the calls kind of stacking up here, so I think I'm going to take the first caller here, and then I'd like to revert back to some teaching, if I can, about what happens on a soul's journey on the other side. Probably in some future shows I'll be working as a medium, or I'm open to that. But a lot of times I've found, and I have clients, you know, that I continue to serve. This is my profession. But a lot of times over the years, people have a different impression, I believe, than I do about what souls on the other side know, what they do, what they don't do, and so on. So we'll get into that in just a minute. First thing, I'm just going to read the area code. The system doesn't show me names. This caller is 863. Hello, it's Kelly. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Julia. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, my great pleasure. How can I help you today?
I was hoping for some insights around, I would like to relocate, and also, you know, part of the relocating is finding employment.
Okay. Well, we'll just talk a little minute, okay, and then I'll invoke Michael.
Okay.
Do you have a place in mind, or you have no idea?
I have an area in mind. I live in Florida, and I live toward the center of the state, and I want to move, like, west toward the Gulf Coast, you know, the Gulf of Mexico, where it runs up along the west coast of Florida.
Okay.
So I kind of have an idea of an area that I want to possibly move to.
Okay. Well, let me invoke him here, and I do that simply, or we all can do that, by calling his name. You know, if you notice, if you were listening, I think you were at the top of the show, I call in who I want to be present, and I do that with intention. And I myself try to call in and make it a party, you know. Michael would say, don't just call on me, you know, I'm not a very high-ranking angel, but call on everyone. So that's why I do that, if you're not familiar, and maybe you'll get some teaching out of that statement. So I'm just going to ask him, Michael, how can you guide her? Let's just take one piece of this at first, and then we'll move to the career thing for you, okay? So,
okay,
Michael, what
you.
Can you guide her? My pleasure. How can you guide her about a move? Will she be able to manifest and go where she's describing, or is there something else? He's saying, it's right on the tip of my tongue. And what would that be? The move, he's saying. Have you heard that expression before? It's on the tip of your tongue. So Earth time, it's sort of right there, really, literally in terms of Earth time. I think you will likely move in this direction. It looks very calming. There's a kind of a tranquilness to this area and or your life there when you move there. I don't mean boredom, right? He's saying far from it. But it looks to me as though there's a deep inner peace if you choose this path, knowing that I like to be known, he's saying, like a traffic cop. I direct. If I direct too much, he said, people get angry with me. He's playing with us. And if I don't direct enough, then there can be chaos. So in looking at your soul charts, I would encourage you to advance in this manner in the area that you've described. If it's helpful to you, my friend, I do feel as though the energies are right on top of you, and you could, you know, literally choose to manifest this today, tomorrow, the next day, or by the end of the year. Okay, it's a window. There's no really closing of the window. Okay, so but it's not jotted down in your blueprint here that it's going to be a year from now. Okay, now let me just pause for a moment and say, what we call the aspect of free will, by what I shared there, if you and your loving goodness and your highest sense of light choose to wait on anything, let's just go with this, the time frame of a move, then we say simply we honor the soul as choosing to exercise their free will. It's an aspect of all that is. However, you're asking for some counsel, and I would say it's in the now time frame. I would try to also release any fear that you may have about this, any foreboding. Sometimes I feel as though you have a foreboding feeling that something is going to happen. He said, am I seeing this correctly?
Yes.
it almost feels to me as though you have had little premonitions or glimmers about something going to happen in the future. Is this true?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. If I may, my friend, he's saying this foreboding, the largest part of this foreboding is not based in any realities that I see. Okay.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure, he's saying, but because certainly prophecies can come to anyone, he's saying, right? But I feel as though some of this foreboding is what you're picking up when you're in the astral fields. Okay, so it looks a little debris to me. And I think the sense of foreboding, like if you see a cloud on the horizon and, oh, that looks dark, you can change that thinking because some of that looks to me as though it's been triggered or touches on something from your past when you were a young girl. Okay, so you just there are many tools to, you know, envision instead, maybe even get a picture, a sunny picture, okay? There's nothing foreboding. There's no cloud, ominous cloud that's coming that projects itself over this move, okay? So if you want to affirm that, if you want to just mind yourself through that, intend the option, you know, that, but again, I don't see any real reason to bring it to your awareness.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Okay, thank you. So, can we turn it over? What was your other question?
Employment.
Okay,
Okay,
well, let's see. Do you want to know where, when, all those things?
Yes, all those.
Just a little help with all of that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm a pretty quick channel, so. I like to share with people, mostly because Michael does. I'm just the, you know, messenger. Do you happen to know what your soul theme is?
No.
A lot of times people do, but I'd like to share it with you because for everyone that's listening and will listen later, it's one of the few things that I believe that I've come to be taught that doesn't change. Okay? So it's something that we kind of write in our soul chart. Sometimes people call it a blueprint. The Hall of Records is all the lifetimes together with all the experiences we've ever had. But it can guide you in a career choice. I don't know if you have a career. I should ask you, do you have a career in mind?
I've done clerical type of work in the past, but I'm kind of wanting to expand out into something else, and I just don't know what that something else is.
Okay,
I kind of want to be open to opportunities.
Okay, thank you. That's almost a perfect setup, really, to segue into what your soul theme is, because as Michael says, you and everyone, I'm using you as a collective, but our soul themes, our purpose, those are just interchangeable words. They don't change as I come to know it. So I like to give this example for, you know, my soul theme is healer teacher. All of our soul themes, Michael says, are like the floor of our homes that we walk on. And the paths, when people and clients ask me, am I on the right path? The paths, Michael likens to the walls of the house. And the reason the angel, at least Michael, talks so many times in images is because we can all visualize. So quite often our careers are the embodiment of our soul themes, okay, because that can give us great purpose, contentment, and joy. So your career doesn't have to fall upon what I'm going to share with you in just a moment. It might be a hobby, okay? But when the archangel says walk on the floor of your home more often, he's talking about soul purpose, and he means earth time, okay? And for most of us, majority of our earth time is through work or when we're retiring or something, which, by the way, we would call rebirthing or renewing or something other than retiring. But let me just see what your soul theme is, and we'll try to direct you here, okay? So, Michael, what is your soul theme, please? He just said she has a lot of patience for waiting for you to say all those things. So, Anyway, what is their purpose, please? Oh, healer, teacher, humanitarian. Okay, that's your soul theme. So, healer, teacher, humanitarian, no particular order. Just think of it as a beautiful golden ball or yarn or something, okay? So, what you choose to heal and how, who, teach. Teaching doesn't need to be in a school setting, literally, okay? Humanitarian by, helping. So, let me just model the theme for you, and then we'll go back to him for a second, okay? If you happen to choose to, let's say, do clerical work, and the company had a heart-centered base, you know, was doing, was a nonprofit, or, you know, there was some component to it where that company collective was helping others, you'd be more in alignment for on your theme than not. Okay, that's just one small example, though, okay? So I would ask you, and I'll listen to him, bring him in one more time before we need to leave this topic for you, but I would just kind of let that settle from what Michael said and think about it a couple of days or, you know, whatever. So many times people know their purpose once it's kind of been revealed. You may not have ever done anything like he's suggesting before, but I bet you with some study you'll find some things that interest you. So, Michael, what would your guidance be where she looks and what area when she moves there? Okay, first the statement would be any and all that inspire you. That has to be there for you and 99.9% of all human consciousness, all souls, said another way. We want you're deserving of so much passion and joy and excitement about what you do that you can't hardly stand still to get it. Get yourself there. Okay, I do feel as though the soul theme is she's presented it here to you. I feel as though as you follow as she's just suggested, you let this percolate in your mind a little bit. You can take part of the subset you have from previously, but combine it with some new things that you haven't done before and kind of temper them or tie them together. Because I would say this, if your heart isn't expressing, and I mean, I think that's the hunk you were missing when you said, I'd like to do something else in clerical type work. There's very little expression of heart. You have healer, humanitarian, which are big heart-centered frequencies, as we usually say. So my counsel to you is, what study, look, research, do. It's more than pray, he's saying. Reflect, study, research, intend. Co-create. This is the act of co-creation. What you would love to do where you can make a difference in the lives of someone else. I think that's the piece that I would insert in your career with your move. The idea of making a difference in the lives of others.
Yes. Yep. Yep. That rings true for me. Thank you very much. That was
okay, thank
wonderful.
You, dear. My great pleasure. Good luck
all
with your
all right, thank you so
move.
Much.
Okay,
all right,
take
thank
care.
You.
Thanks again.
You too.
Okay, well, I appreciate her call. We're trying to get to the other calls tonight, but I did promise, and I would like to just describe just some tenets about what I come to know is when a soul transfers over, and how do I... You know, I can only speak from my experience, of course. But sometimes when clients come for a mediumship reading or session, over the years, and this is I've been, you know, doing this part for, I don't know, 20 years or so, 25 years, something like this. And not every medium works the same way. Surely they don't. It'll be interesting to see and meet Lisa Williams, and there are some couple other mediums that are going to be on this cruise, and you know, learn how they sometimes their sight revealed. But I hear guidance. So if it were to, you know, my experience is when a soul transitions, sometimes they can come through if the soul journey is like immediate. Otherwise, if there's been a space of time, sort of like if you don't get the soul immediately, then I would give that soul some span of time to go into and sort of come out of a beautiful place Archangel Michael describes as a sacred garden. I'd like to read some of his words directly from the first book he shared with me. But the healing garden is where all the wounds are healed. And then doesn't mean that our loved ones are not surrounded by our loved ones, okay, because they are. But I believe, I don't know everything. There's so much infinite wisdom in about so many things. But my experience is they might come through and say, I'm still in the healing garden, and they come through very faintly or something. And then when they come out, then many of their loved ones are around them. And in some cases, loved ones from all lifetimes, any and all lifetimes. But Michael, if I can read just an excerpt here, he begins by saying, let me begin by describing what the sacred garden is. The sacred garden is neither a place on the other side called heaven, nor is it a place where all souls go. The sacred garden is not in the heart of the universe. It is actually off-center. The sacred garden is sometimes spoken of in earthly terms as the garden of good and evil. This is not the same place. It is not a kingdom of kings and queens. It is a place in our universe, to be sure, but is also and most assuredly a feeling one has of total acceptance. When a soul arrives at the sacred garden, that is exactly what is being offered. You may be asking how the sacred garden differs from your thoughts of heaven. He says, I will describe the sacred garden's physical beauty in form. Imagine a place where all the elders of your community congregate. To me, an elder is a soul who has mastered some of the tougher lessons. Most often these souls are advanced in development, but if we are to use an earthly example, then age would replace development. Imagine then all of them talking at once and hearing all that was being said. Think of the elders in this place as being wise and mature individuals who rarely mistake truth for untruth. Imagine them wearing brown robes, everyone dressing the same, man, woman, and child. And then he has a question, a child can be an elder, can they not? Can children not teach? As we imagine this scene, suddenly something violent happens and the convening elders are shaken. Though no one can see what the violent action is all about, we can see the response it caused by the reaction of the elders. This is what happens in the sacred garden when a new soul enters. It is like an earthquake. Sometimes the rocking episode is literally a vibrational explosion, startling everyone around. This is how it is to be. Those of us who have spent enough time in the sacred garden expect this to happen. In fact, we rejoice in the knowledge that a new soul has entered our realm of learning. After this violent explosion occurs, all the elders go running to see what has happened. They circle around one particular area and look down, much like a mother looks down on a newborn baby while sleeping in a crib. The vibration continues until all who are in the place come together. Then, as suddenly as the vibration began, it ends. Well, there's so much more. There's a little bit of a soul's journey. So one more thing on tonight's show. I know we're getting near the end of the hour. I'm sorry if I didn't take your calls. I promise I'll try to get you next time. One misconception I believe that I've come across quite often in my career anyway, and that is sometimes over the years clients come and they ask me, or they're surprised to learn, I guess I might say, that people on the other side in the kingdom of heaven, they don't know and see everything. At least that's not the way I work. That's not the way I work as a medium. You know, they have a busy life. I mean, a busy, extension of of what they do, where they learn, halls of knowledge, the things that they're doing. So they're not up there with a big giant microscope, you know, looking at and seeing everything all the time. That's what I come to believe. That doesn't mean they can't share signs and describe, share with someone, of course, things that matter. What are they doing? What does their energy fields look like? Souls on the other side, they're reunited back with Source so they can send healing, just like angels and masters can. Why wouldn't they be able to, okay? So they have that ability, of course, and many times they will. Ask their loved one, for example, if I can send some healing to your foot. Your foot looks inflamed or something, and they'll go ahead and do that. So maybe we'll talk a little bit more about mediumship the next time we're together and kind of finish what a soul's journey is and maybe string a couple of these shows along with questions. The next few episodes kind of describe more fully a soul's journey. So, again, sorry if I didn't get your call tonight. Thanks for listening. Replays and archives are up there. You're welcome to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, all those kinds of places. And until we meet again, be well, be blessed. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful evening.